Welcome to the Daytime Confidential Podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. We're back with a top five podcast. It's been a while, but there's a twist, so stay tuned. Mike Jubinville, welcome.
Hi.
Jillian Bo, welcome.
Hello.
We haven't recorded a top five in a while, and because this is Women's History Month, I wanted to do a top five female characters podcast. But because we've done so many top five podcasts over the almost 12 years that we've been doing this podcast, I figured we were going to shake it up just a little. So instead of it being a normal top five where we just rank our top five characters, there's going to be subcategories. So each of the five spots is a specific designation. Kicking us off at number five of top five female characters, Mike, who is your number one matriarch?
Okay. I have to preface by saying I tried really hard to stay within the realm of the four soaps because we've done this before.
Oh, I did not at all.
I have bled out, and then there's always that thing between favorite and best. But my number five matriarch is, or my, I guess, number five matriarch, I have Stephanie Forrester from The Bold and the Beautiful.
What?
Well, as a, I don't think soaps do matriarchs like they used to do matriarchs. It was really hard for me to find a current older female character that is really.
Stephanie dead.
Yes, I know she's dead. That's what
this
I
is
said.
Why he said he bled out. Mike, wait. I just would like to pause for a second here, Mike, because you texted me and asked me if this was current or all time, and I told you it was up to your discretion. So you're only putting this. You're only putting this pressure on yourself. It did not have to be this. So your bleeding out is a self-inflicted wound.
It really is. I agree. I tried to stay current.
Stephanie's dead. You ain't stay current. She dead. How you current?
She's been dead for a good 5 years.
I tried. I guess the overarching thing is like older women now are not as old as they used to be 20 years to 30 years ago. Stephanie was a matriarch that was different. The Burt Bowers, the Nancys, the Monas, they all kind of had a little bit of a warmth undertone to their thing. Stephanie was a matriarch that made things happen. She made lives around her miserable, and she was a driving force that drove story. She wasn't the matriarch that sat back and waited for things to happen. So I think she gets my top vote.
Okay. Coming in at number five for me, this was difficult because I had to choose between two, and I was trying really, really hard to avoid ties. And I actually did that successfully this time.
You didn't do a tie?
I didn't do a tie, but if I had, this would have been where I did it because I chose Emma Snyder on As the World Turns, and really? It was between her and Lila Quartermain on General Hospital. And the reason why I chose Emma is because when I think back about As the World Turns, there was just something about Emma that she was a down-home woman who had a steel in her spine who could give her children, her grandchildren, her nephews and nieces, any one of the many children and that she ended up taking care of, a look, and they behaved. And when you...
Did you just say down-home woman?
Yes. When she was disappointed in one of her family members for something that they had done, the look that she gave them made them feel more bad about the look than what they had actually done. And so I was like, you know, this is a woman who can bring her entire family together at the holidays, bring them around the table, but at the same time she's wrangling this giant group of family members, and I just like her as a matriarch. So pained me to have her bump out Lila, but she did.
Okay.
Jillian, who do you have as your for at number five for matriarch?
Don't feel bad. I got Lila on here. That's the OG Lila Quarterman. I'm sorry. I don't know how you bumped Lila for that chick, but Lila could give you a look and that would make you feel disappointed as well. And Lila was such a great matriarch. She put up with all the shenanigans and infidelities that Edward put her through. Lila was that woman that would make you feel as though even when she looked at you, you were, like you said.
Remember that time when her and Jason were there?
Okay, that's your recollection, but there you go. But I'm saying, like, Lila would do that look, and you would be more upset. It wouldn't, what you did would be bad, and you know it was bad, but it was just her look of disappointment that would break your heart and want you to be a better person. And Lila would also love you no matter what you did. She was under no illusions of what Jason did, but she didn't judge. She forgave, she didn't judge. She didn't even have to forgive him. She knew that Jason wasn't connected to the family anymore, and this is what he knew what to do anymore, and she still came for him. Edward was still trying to push Jason into being Dr. Jason Quartermain. And Lila took him for what he was, which was her grandbaby. She even loved the town scoundrel. She loved her some Luke Spencer, and she would love some Sonny. And Edward, it would crack me up when Edward would be like, "You're flirting with that hooligan." And she'd be like, "Yes, I am." And wheel on over to Sonny. And I'd be like, Lila is so hood with that. And Lila would also, even when it would break her heart, she would have to turn her back on family. Like Tracy, when Tracy would do a bunch of shit, she would just be like, "Tracy, you gotta go." Tracy wouldn't care about disappointing. I mean, Tracy cared about disappointing her father, but disappointing her mother the most, that would get to Tracy. Like, she would be like, "Screw daddy." And she'd be like, "Mother." And she'd be like, "Tracy, you have to go." And she would be like, so heartbroken that once again, that she broke her mother's heart. And she would just say, "I will do right by you." So it's Lila. It's the OG Lila.
And she had a couple of secrets of her own as well.
Yeah, she did. But she didn't have a bunch of children like Edward did.
Number four, villainous. Jillian, who is your villainous?
My number four villainous will have to be Vivian Alamein. Any bitch that can bury you alive, roll around on your grave, and purposely let you hear people that you love to rub in your face that they're doing well without you. That's a cold ass bitch right there. Vivian is the OG villainous. I mean, for her to bury them alive and to raise her son as her own, that's pretty cold blooded. That's cold blooded. And for her taking John's inheritance, Vivian was just a cold ass bitch through and through. So there it is.
And what I love about how they're currently writing her is, I think this last week, she goes, "I wouldn't murder anybody, or at least not this time," or "I didn't murder." I mean, they did the flashback to that. And I'm like, oh, Vivian, I adore you. Mike, who do you have as your at number four for villainous, your number one villainous?
I have Sheila Carter. She's still sort of on, but she's not played as much. But we all know the history of Sheila. She is a legend, played by the same actress, Kimberly Brown, for as long as she's been doing it. She caused all kinds of trouble in Genoa City and then went to Los Angeles on The Bold and the Beautiful and caused all kinds of trouble. And now she's back and folding napkins at a restaurant, which is out of my control. But she is one of those soap characters that if you didn't watch soap operas, you know who she was.
Coming in at number four for me with the villainous spot is someone who I think pretty much anyone who has listened to this podcast will already know it before Helena. I say it. Helena Cassadine. There is no one more villainous than the Dagger Dowagess, Helena Cassadine. Absolutely
that
love
butter
her.
The butter knife broad.
It is not a butter knife.
Too, apparently. She's a rock climber.
Listen, she can climb cliffs. Apparently the satellites can see through things in order to spot her. I mean, she's a one of a kind. Mike, that brings us to number three, our heroine or good girl. Who is this for you?
Well, I had a few options, but the ultimate heroine, I think, is Laura Spencer from General Hospital. Jeannie is recently departed from the show, but her legacy of being on from a teenager and transforming the show into a powerhouse and then, you know, settling, well, after that, you know, that little bout of mental illness, coming back and taking control of her family and being with her grandchildren and being a part of Spencer's life and Nicholas's life, and just she was the heart and soul of that show. I think she's the ultimate heroine because at the end of the day, she was always there, but she always fought for what she believed in, and that included saving the world.
Jillian, who do you have for heroine or good girl?
That would be Victoria Lord, and I don't know all of her last names, but Vicky
there's
was
a lot.
Yeah, shit, but she can't beat my Nick and Newman, though. But that would be Vicky Lord. She was the ultimate good girl. Starting from, it's so funny, she was a good girl, which culminated into her rivalry with Dorian. She was the only one that voted to keep Dorian at the hospital, but Dorian thought she voted against her and spun off this decades-long feud. And when you found out at the end when she told her, I voted to keep you at the hospital, you fool. And she was just like, oh, well, you know, Vicky Lord will be the ultimate one. She was another one that Vicky would judge you, but she would also overcome your, she would also look past your issues and your differences too. Look at her brother, Todd. When she found out that Todd was her brother and Todd was like, you still want to be family with me, even though you know what I've done. And she was just like, look at the shit that I've done in my past. And he was like, well, you had DID. And she was like, so, and look at our dad. And she was like, and look at our sister, Tina. They had a moment where they bonded about Tina and her crazy ass. Like, Vicky would overlook your issues too. And you also wanted to be in Vicky's good graces. Even though you didn't have to be, even though you didn't need it, you still wanted to be in her good graces because of how such a nice and sweet person she was. And Vicky would always, always return the favor. She would always look out for you and she would always try to find the best in you. So she was my girl. And I'm so, it's kind of like, ugh. So kind of bummed that I am bummed that One Life to Live is not on the air and that Erica Slezak isn't somewhere just slaying somewhere. It's just kind of sad thinking about it. So there it is.
Might you call it Slezaking?
No, I will not call it that. That's why I didn't say that. That's something you said. Look at here. I told you. I am a solo act. No, I don't need a backup. Don't do that.
Don't be a pip, Luke. Don't be a pip.
Coming in at number three for me at heroine or good girl is a character that was not one before I started watching, but when I started watching the show, by that time she had become one, and that's Vicki Hudson on Another World. I started watching around 98 and following it then. And about that time, she was dealing, her romance with Ryan was,
Wait. You have Vicky as your ultimate heroine. Good girl.
That's what I'm about to go into. Because for me, when I started watching Another World, I know that she had the history of being the bad girl, the manipulator, and that was definitely a part of her history. But when I started watching the show, it was a matter of she's dealing with Kirkland, she's dealing with her child, and she's dealing with Grant trying to get her child from her son from her. And so for me, it was always like her character personified the struggle of this mother trying to protect her children. And so that's why for me, I think of her as a good girl. And to the point where when the Another World characters crossed over to As the World Turns, she came back in angelic form to Jake and manifest for him. And so for me, that's why I consider Vicky to be a good girl. But I know that prior to the period when I started watching, she hadn't been. But for me, she is.
the one time that we're talking about another world and the another world stand, the Vicky Hudson stand ain't on here to chin check you. Oh my God. I am just like flabbergasted now. I want to drive from New York to Atlanta and be like, bitch, what the hell? Oh, oh my God. I cannot right now. Oh my God. I want to smack Jamie in the back of his head. Oh my God. No.
She was a good girl for the period that wasn't. I was talking about.
Oh, sister, get the hell out.
That's not what a heroine is, but that's okay.
No, it is exactly.
Or a good girl.
No, she was not a good girl either. Oh, my God.
Heroines are long-suffering, tortured souls that have to endure a lot and still be good.
Grant put her through a shitload of stuff.
And she put him through a shitload of stuff. Mike, you better tell it like a T.I. is again. Tell him again what a heroine
Jennifer
is.
Jennifer Horton is a heroine.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I cannot right now.
Brady is a heroine.
Oh, tell it again. Kimberly Brady is a heroine. Oh, Jesus.
We're not talking about reformed people here.
No. Totally... Oh, my God. If you had a bad girl vixen seductress, I'd be like, I got you, Luke. Heroine good girl? Shit. Using heroin, maybe, but heroin good girl?
Well, you alluded to our next category. Number two, the bad girl, vixen, or seductress. Jillian, who do you have?
I don't even need to tell y'all her backstory. I got two damn words for you. Erica Kane. Do I really need to go into it? They made songs about her. People have named their kids after her. And she was a bad girl. Shit. We don't have enough time to go over the seduction that Erica Kane did. Oh, my God. Do I really need to go into that? No, I don't. Erica Kane speaks for herself. You don't even, that's the only character in soap history that I can think of. No, one of. But as a vixen, I think that's the only soap character in soap dumb period that you mentioned her name. You didn't even have to watch the show, but you knew some of the shit that she did. You don't even need to go into her schemes. Like, oh my God, Erica, come on now.
Good choice.
Mike, who do you have?
I'm pulling a Luke. I have a tie.
No! Oh, I thought you were pulling one saying some crazy shit like, no. I don't know, Lila was a bad girl vixen.
These are two characters that have been... And now they're coming back, so I feel they fit in my little current bubble. I have Kristen DiMera because she has gone through John and she destroyed, you know, she torments Marlena with that. And then she went after Brady and then she went after Daniel to make it look like she was doing something that she wasn't doing. Kristen has an agenda. The only reason why I had a hard time with this is because with Eric, she actually raped him, and that kind of doesn't sit well with me, is putting her as a vixen or a seductress. But my tie would be Teresa Donovan because I love Teresa. From the second she came onto Days, I loved her. So I think as a current soap character, she's coming back. And she has done the dirty with JJ. She was in the drugs and partying and having fun and tormenting Jennifer. And I think that she is. So I've kind of. Kristen was my first choice, but because of her thing with Eric, I kind of gave Teresa the honorable mention. So
you went from Kristen to Teresa.
No, yes. This ain't your lesson.
Other characters on this show?
No. There's no lesson for you to teach here, sir. You go back in your corner now. Now I could go there with Mike. You're going to pick Teresa over Sammy?
I thought about Sammy. But Sammy is not like a vixen or a seductress to me. She's more of a villain.
She's the bad girl.
She is. She would be your. She would not be in this category. She doesn't fit this category.
Hold up. What did I tell you, Luke? You can't. No, no. You can't do that after that Vicky thing. No, 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 no.
You can't have villainous and seductress or you know, in two different places. Sammy is a villainous to me. She's not a seductress.
She's a bad girl. She is She's a bad girl.
So but not a villainous.
She's not a villainous. Sammy is a bad girl. No, 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 no. Sammy is the ultimate bad girl right there with Erica Jane. Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
A villainous is Heather Webber.
No.
Yes,
not Sammy Brady.
Whoa, and you don't even have Heather Webber on here? I just caught that thing. Okay, now, Luke, you can come back to the party. You don't have Heather Webber on here?
Well, it might be all-time favorite character. It might be all-time favorite, which is coming up. I suspect that's where it's at.
Wow, Mike. Oh my God.
I was trying to stick current. Stick with current.
Let's just pause for a second.
Bullshit.
Sammy was on Days of Our Lives more recently than Teresa, who is returning.
Okay, but I do not consider her in this category. That is...
No, you said current. And again, C number 5, matriarch. Fucking Stephanie is dead. You cannot know.
I said I bled out a little bit.
No, you should have bled out and put the Sammy on again. No. Oh, my God. Well, this is a good thing. I want to know if people feel the same way with you, too. If Sammy should be villainous or bad girl.
I just think that there's
a topic for the blog.
I think it's splitting hairs a little bit. It was a little hard for me to figure out which one goes in which slot.
Oh, no. There's no splitting hairs. Villainesses are your Heather Webbers. They are, Vivian Alamein's, Helena Cassidy's. I love this character, and she was once played by your Heather Webber on All My Children.
Janet from Another Planet.
Yes, Janet from Another Planet. Thank you, Jillian.
Oh,
those are villainesses.
Yeah.
Bad girls
Heather
are Vicky.
Was a bad girl. She wasn't a villainess.
She's been a villainess ever since Ron wrote her.
She's a bad girl too. The shit she did before.
But
Carla
bad girls are like early Vicky Hudson, Sammy Brady. You take a look at
Amber Moore. Amber Moore was a choice for me too.
That would not be bad as a bad girl, but that's
she was
exactly
on B&B. That's what I'm saying.
But that's the same type of thing as Sammy is. Sammy's not a villainess.
No, she's not. Sammy is not a villainess because a villainess doesn't have a heart. Sammy doesn't have a conscience. Sammy's conscience would always be, everybody get out, Roman.
Well,
loud
if it makes
ass.
You feel better, I put her on the list and I considered it. But I figured
she's gonna be your honorable mention, huh?
I figured that Luke would take care of that, and then you know
he sure didn't. He didn't. He sure the hell did not. You the two men on here. See what the men.
Well, we're gonna see what you guys think of my bad girl vixen or seductress.
The men folk, see what they think on here.
See
what I put
on y'all. I'm not going with Sammy Brady for this category.
Really.
I am going with Carly Tenney on As the World Turns.
Okay,
yes,
I got
that was another
that.
One I had too.
Okay, no, your time is up. Nope, you sit in
the
corner.
No, I'm just saying, I tried to stay.
You back in the corner. Nope, Luke's out of the corner. Nope, you back in the corner. I got you with that, Luke. Carly Tenney.
Carly trumps Sammy any day of the week. That's what
oh,
I'm
no.
Saying.
No,
love Carly. I love Carly Tenney. She is one of my all-time favorite characters. But she does not. There is like I Carly love Maura West. I love Carly, but there is no way that Carly even is 1/10 of a bad girl as Sammy. No way.
Carly ain't put Rosanna ass up on the black market because her parents was her mama was hunching someone else but her daddy.
She did not dress up as a man. She did not go to Iraq. She did not do any she did not shoot the balls off of a guy. No.
No. Mike. Oh my God. Oh, Sir Mike. I am so disappointed in you. Oh my Lord.
Sometimes it's fun to play the devil's advocate. Just to rattle Luke's chain just a little bit.
No, don't do that because you end up rattling my chain. I'm like, what are you doing? I cannot believe this. I'm like, blown away. blown away. So number one for all-time
favorite
character.
This brings us to our final category, all-time favorite character.
Hit it, Mike.
Mike. Heather Webber.
No.
What?
My all-time favorite character is Barbara Ryan from As the World Turns.
You know what? I got you with that. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll give you that.
I watched her.
Barbara
she
was.
She was. That character was transformed by Douglas Marlin and Hogan Sheffer. She spent decades on that show, 30 years, as the same actress. I watched her when she dumped Tom at the altar as a good girl to follow her heart with James, which ultimately was the worst thing she could have done. And then I watched her turn into a bad girl when she got tired of being dumped on. And looking fabulous and wonderful as Colleen Zenk can do on The Daily, I just love that character. I fell in love with her very early on, and she was always my favorite character. So that is.
So here's the question: when you had the choice to choose between Barbara or Carly, who were you rooting for?
Oh, Barbara. I always liked Barbara. I know I didn't like her crazy, over the top stuff so much, but ultimately that was the character that I could always rely on, and I knew the actress behind the character would do the character the way she felt it needed to be done. So I never disliked Barbara. I never went through a period where I hated Barbara ever.
Y'all picks have my head just like doing a 360 for like 20 seconds, like for like a minute.
I know what you're saying about Heather, though, but Heather was my first kind of
bad girl? Vixen?
No, Heather was the first.
Villainous?
Villainous?
She was the first.
Shit.
She was the first latch of a character that I saw when I first started watching a soap. She was a bad girl, and she was doing stuff, but her arc only lasted like 3 years.
She's
maybe
so much of
for
a
like
bad
5 years.
Girl, she
and then she
the
was
list.
Gone. And when she came back 20 years later, which I was really excited about, she was
insane,
crazy and over the top. But to me, that was more about Robin Mattson, because I love her too. But Barbara Ryan was the sustaining character of the entire time from when I was watching soaps as a lad in the Depression up to when that show went off the air.
Wait. Can we pause for a second?
What?
A lad in the Depression? When were you born, Mike?
I'm 54. So
yeah,
I started watching,
my grandfather
depression
lived through the Depression.
I mean, it was a joke. You guys have
Yeah, because you know Mike old. Yeah, because we always know Mike old. Yeah, what you mean y'all? I got no sense of humor.
Funny? Is that what
Laura
this is?
I came on as a teenager. I remember Monica before she was Leslie Charlson. So I remember, I was watching soaps long before you guys even existed into the world. So when I say stuff like that, that's what I mean.
Okay, look, Gramps. don't get back because you ain't got your brand fiber, nothing, bitch. This really should have been a top eight because
I think this is going to have to be a part one so that we can have other categories later, because one of my all-time favorite characters, which we'll discuss after we get done with this list, is not on this list. And I feel that it's because she's not doesn't have the proper category.
Okay,
so we might have to do another like part two.
No, or maybe
sometime
we need to
with other categories.
Hold up. We may need to remix this because I could see now. See Mike, see Pappy. You got your ear. You got your hearing aid.
Got my hearing aid on. I can hear you.
Okay, Pappy. See, I could see why the bad girl vixen seductress threw you off, because I think they should be in a category by themselves, so to speak. I mean, vixen seductress are the same thing, so that should have been by itself. But bad girl, I'm like, come on, like, oh my god. I'm still blown away by y'all's picks on this thing here. So,
my Carly Tenney was good.
Okay, your Carly Tenney was good for that, but fucking Vicky, get out of here.
Not really sure why you didn't pick Sammy.
Because it's the next cat. It's the next one, Mike. Well,
yeah, I know that, but it still could be.
Hello.
It could still be
Mike. Jillian, who is your all-time favorite soap character?
Y'all already know the baddest bitch who land that old Methuselah mofo who still can't get enough of her, who had to resort to blackmailing her so she could get back on that ranch. Nikki Newman, that's my girl. And she hunches some young buck gold. Yes. That is gold to have an old rich man at home and you hunching some young tender. That is gold! Tell me that ain't gold. I wish someone said that wasn't gold. I dare you. You's a lie.
It's silver.
You a lie. Who? What?
It's silver.
No.
Not gold. You no. said you wanted someone to tell you it wasn't gold, so I'd say I'm gold. Saying it's silver.
G-O-A-L-S. Goals. Boom. I'd have told you. I'm the Mariah Carey. I don't need a pip up in this bitch. Go on over there. But Nikki is Newman is my bitch. She's always been my girl. Been rocking with her since I was a little lad. Well, a little lass, I guess. Yes, that is like my favorite. She is her
goal. You ride or die.
Yes, and that's why it drives me crazy that they don't do nothing with her. She and Victor have become the Greek chorus on that show, and I never thought I would see the day when my Nicole and Reed, I'm not going to call all of her names because we ain't got all day, but Nicole and Reed Newman would be the Greek chorus. She should be in the middle of this whole Sharon Chelsea bullshit and little Christian. She should be in the mix of this. She should be doing tutelage with Victoria on how to get Ashley, how to rattle that bitch's chain. She should be in the middle of this, and she's not. That blows my mind. That totally blows my mind.
When I was thinking matriarch, that was one of the first people that came to mind.
I thought about her, but I feel as though Lila is a truer matriarch than her, because Lila stuck through Edward's cheating through thick and thin. Nikki, on the other hand, when he started sniffing around Ashley, she said, "Oh, Bick, okay, bitch, if you can't beat him, join him." And then she left him. So, no, she was like, "Uh-uh, I ain't putting up with that shit." And long suffering too. That would totally be Lila. Nikki would make Victor be suffering when he would screw over her. So yeah, I can't see her as no matriarch. I mean, she's starting to fill that role now. I mean, it's kind of like default because Weiner ain't doing shit with her. She still has some good years left in her, and they just put her out the pasture. But I digress. But y'all knew Nikki was my girl. I'm just surprised by y'all's pick is what surprises me. Heather Weber.
I knew you guys thought that I would pick Heather, but I knew.
Yes!
Oh, it shocked you for that. No. Heather has a special place in my heart, but it's not my favorite.
She's that special. Mm.
My number one pick is Sammy Brady of Days of Our Lives.
Shocking.
Right? I will go to bat for her on pretty much anything. I have liked her in pretty much every single one of her pairings, but to varying degrees with some of them. She is the quintessential bad girl, but she has also, over the years, evolved to have a little bit of heart. But the great thing about Sammy, unlike Carly on General Hospital, is that Carly never changes. And it's one of those things where you don't necessarily want a character to change too much so that they become out of character. But when you have a character that has minuscule incremental growth, just that slight little change is enough to make it feel like progress, even though for 98% of the rest of the time, she's still in character Sammy. We got to see her come back this last time, cause a whole bunch of trouble. She was spying on Hope with Rafe, trying to get those two together, but yet she was still having sex with Rafe. And it was one of those things where she's like just looking at it through a slightly more mature lens than the bad girl she was in when she was younger. I love this character, have loved her for years. I will tune in anytime Days of Our Lives has her on. there have been periods where I was not as big a fan of some of the storylines that she could, she received, but Sammy Brady,
Ron,
one of the best characters.
Ron has captured Sammy. Like, Ron has proven that even though Ron has showcased that even though Sammy is an adult with children and with grandkids, it doesn't mean that you have to grow. Like when what was his face? When Hogan Sheffer said, "Oh, I'ma grow her up," and made her so serious. Ron shows that she could still be mature, but you still could be a hot ass mess. That you still can come into town. You can still come into town, guns blazing. You blow in like a hurricane and you blow right back out. Like, he still captured Sammy's core. Even though she's a mother and a grandmother, that still doesn't mean that she has to sit down and play friggin' canasta or nothing like that, or go to some PTA. It still shows that she still has her chutzpah and she still has that fire. So I
think
really
also
enjoy that.
It's important for if you're watching a villainess or a bad girl or whatever, you have to understand what their motivation is. And I think that with this last time that Sammy came to town, you understood what her motivation was. Even when that horrible moment when she set Will up to be re-murdered by Ben, you knew what her motivation was. It was to save Will, her child.
Right.
So that is like, that gives you a little bit of a rooting value. If you take the word, and this is where I have it, well, this is a whole other discussion, but if you're going to talk about somebody right now, like, you have to understand where they're coming from. You have to have something to root for. So even though Sammy was doing this most horrible thing, you understood why she did it.
And you knew that because once Sammy became a mom, especially to Will, Will has always been Sammy's Achilles heel. Will has always been that person that Sammy, she does not give a damn if it means she has to go to jail or she's going to take somebody's life. But Will has always been that constant that Sammy will go balls to the walls for. So when she came to town like a bat out of hell and she heard that he may be alive, that, and she caused all this trouble and chaos and mayhem to prove, to see if he was alive, that was in her pathos. When someone was just like I had one random person say, "This isn't Sammy." And I'm like, "Sammy who? Sammy Joe from Dynasty?" I'm like, "You must mean that person, because this has always been Samantha Jean Brady. She's always been that person since she gave birth to Will, be that person to just go all out for Will." And she did, you know, even with that hair-bearing scheme when she tried to, like, quote-unquote, kill him again so he could get his memories, that's always been Sammy. She'll always do something drastic for Will. That's always been in her wheelhouse. So I was glad that stuck with her.
Exactly. And I think a lot of it too is, even when she was younger, the abandonment from her mother, even though her mother tried, was always never really different with her. I think that her motivation was always that she wanted to feel loved. And I think that was her motivation when she was younger, but then it evolved into something with Will. So I agree, that is a good choice. It's not my favorite character.
Okay,
because
you cannot talk about y'all's picks because both of y'all are in the corner. Now I ain't gonna let you come for Luke like that when your picks have.
I'm not. I am not coming for Luke at all. I will come for Luke with Sammy for some things, but not for this one.
You can't.
Well, obviously, one of the characters that I adore is Greenlee Smythe on All My Children.
No.
But she couldn't fit on this list based on categories.
She wasn't a heroine? So,
no.
She sure the fuck wasn't.
No.
I don't know anything about her.
But she wasn't really a bad girl either, which is why well, let me just finish where I'm going here. The reason why I think we might need a part two podcast with five more categories is because I thought that Greenlee would fall under the heiress category, perfectly.
Okay, knock it off. No, Eris, that's
because she was blue, like she was blood money with her. The Smythe family were really wealthy. She was a trust fund girl.
No, that's not a category. That's you.
I think that if we record another podcast about female characters, we can just come up with five more categories, and Eris will be one of them.
I'm sick that day, Mike. You can be sick that day too, right? No, I'm not doing
this
that.
This has been a fun podcast.
Top five heiresses that have gone astray.
No, it'll be top five female characters part two.
And then we'll be
able to come up with some of these other categories for characters that didn't quite fit.
Hold on. She could fit for Bad Girl, and she could fit for Vixen. She can fit those categories. She could fit. She definitely could fit Bad Girl. Some of the shit that.
But she couldn't beat out Carly Tenney.
I mean, that's y'all cross to bear, darling.
But like Eris is another one. Rosanna Cabot, an heiress. We could have an heiress category, and then we just have to come up with four more. And I'm sure the listeners would love to suggest in the comments what those other four categories could be.
You can do that at
daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DCConfidential. You can find me at Luke_Kerr. Jillian is at Jillian Bow, and Mike is at MPJ24.
We both going to be sick on Twitter that day because I'm not doing no top five with El Eris. We both going to be sick that day. So we're going to find another category to put that hoe in. Okay? No.
We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Y'all picks are just like Bizarreville.
Crazy.